Good morning. Hope all of you are well. It's good to see everyone here. Please take time to fill out the pew pads at the end of the pew. If you're a visitor, please give us contact information for you as well. Those celebrating birthdays this week are Wayne Long, Judy Finn Cannon, Deborah Pruitt, Bruce Godfrey, Mia Sexton, Brenda Duncan, and Robert Aulis. So please hope for them a good week. I think the movie night went well last night from what I hear. It was a fundraiser for our youth, and we admire them for doing this work for us in the church. Does anyone have a report from that they want to share about last night? Okay. The Children's Christmas Program will be on December the 15th with a covered dish meal to follow, and you'll just need to check with your bulletin for details regarding that. The angel tree will be put up this week. Gifts must be turned in by December 1. And you'll, again, keep in touch with your bulletin for the details regarding the angel tree. Please pick up the yellow sharing your time and talent sheet and fill in where you would like to serve St. Stephen's for the coming year. And hopefully all of you will fill in and work for our ministries here in the church. Are there any prayer concerns this morning? Also, remember in prayer all those people who are at home or in nursing homes and cannot be with us today. The annual congregational meeting will be November the 10th, at 9:15 in the fellowship hall. The agenda will include the Constitution, budget, council member, and nominating committee elections. So please make sure to attend this important meeting. As of last week, we've gone above the 16% level of committed increase for the giving this next year. This is a wonderful thing and a great blessing for our church and blessings for you as well. Thanks to John for filling in for us at the organ during this interim time. We appreciate that. Our new organist starts this coming week. So let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to St. Stephen's. If you're a visitor, we're so glad that you're here. We hope that you'll return soon and often. We're going to be receiving new members the 15th of December, so if there are those who would be willing to consider that, you should let me know. We're going to have a new members class on the 8th of December during the Sunday school hour, and then people can decide if they'd like to join on the 15th. But we already know we're going to have members joining at both services on the 15th. Please rise as you're able for the order of thanksgiving for baptism. Normally at this moment in the worship service, we have an order of confession forgiveness. Today, since it's All Saints Sunday, we're going to be remembering our baptism, thanking God for claiming us in holy baptism, and then remembering the saints who have died and are no longer with us, but we remember the faith that they shared. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined in Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit, and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Before God, we praise and bless you, O Holy Trinity. You have taught your church that it is of ageless communion of saints. We thank you for gathering those who faithfully waited in hope for the redemption you promised, and now for adding us to celebrate the love of Christ for the redemption of the world. Prepare a place for us among those who are already with you. Help us remember them as an encouragement to saintly living, exciting us to love in anticipation of an eternal reunion. With them we praise and bless you, O Holy Trinity. Amen. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
And you will find rest for your souls.
We remember the saints.
Evelyn H. Baker.
Howard Baker. Luda Baker. Luther Hathcock. Catherine Hathcock. Wade Fox, Vera Fox, Gail Hendricks, Dorothy Miller, Larry Killian, Jerry Hefner, Dean Eckerd, John Flowers, Zeddy Flowers, Shelba Flowers Barrett, Anna Bolick Deal, Essie Freeman, Mary Ann Crouch, Glenn Miller, Katie Miller, Oma Ollis, James Ollis, Billy Duncan, Francis Duncan, Carl Eckerd, Geneva Eckerd, Lillian Klein, Mabel Balch, Malcolm Balch, Olus Fincannon, Perry Eckerd, Pauline Eckerd, Carrie Hildebrandt, Richard Stein, John Speck, Lois Speck, Dorothy Spencer, Ida Knupp, Charles Knupp, Kenneth Eichard, Gaither Sigmund, Jesse Sigmund, Rao Sigmund, Betty Sigmund, Roy Whitener, Verna Whitener, Jerry Haas, Mary Duncan, Willard Duncan, Rob Travis, Olin Travis, Margie LaFone, Tuck LaFone, Charlene LaFone, Leonard Baker, Ruby Baker, Carol Carpenter, Kathleen Carpenter, Abner Patton, Ola Patton, Boyd Eisenhower, Annie Klein, Ray Klein, Ralph Dwight Tucker, Chris LaFone, Jack McMahon, Minnie Miller, Albert Miller, Maurice Fox. Barbara Eisenhower. Bruce Eisenhower. Betty Baker. D.L. Bennett. Maxine Bennett. Edna Talley. Hubert Talley. Cecil Gilbert. Clarence Gilbert. Anna Gilbert. John Bumgarner. John Patton. Keith Hamilton. Bryce Holler. Julie Knight. Carrie Hafer. Homer Hafer. Johnny Hafer. Leonard Godfrey. Carol Sullivan. Jewel Sullivan. Roger Sullivan. Ruth Miller. Lawrence Miller. Ellen Wilson. Linda K. Weinbarger. Roby Stiles. Molina Stiles. E. Hallman Carpenter. Maud Eva Carpenter. Franklin King Goins. Margaret H. Goins. Willie Hauser. Frank Hauser. W. Ray Eckerd. Nina Eckerd. And Pastor Ralph Eckerd.
Good and gracious God,
we thank you for the lives of these saints, for the way in which they loved you, lived for you, and died in you. We ask that you might continue to bless us so that we might remember them and we might ultimately live together in your kingdom. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and for the well-being of the Church of God, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord, be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. I'd like to invite the younger folks to come up this morning. Good morning. It's great to see you today. I hope you've had a good week. Today in our church is All Saints Sunday, and we're going to be talking about what it means to be a saint. In fact, you're saints. These people through here are saints. We're saints. You're a saint because Jesus loves you. And you were claimed in baptism. So we're saints in that way. And we remember people who are no longer with us. I bet you know somebody who's not with us. They have maybe died and gone to be with Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you about some people and some things I have here that remind me of the people that have died. This is a cane, and my Uncle Clifford gave this to me. And when I see the cane, I remember, see the little eyes here on the cane? I think that maybe is a little owl, I'm not sure, but you see the eyes? When I see this cane, I think of my Uncle Clifford, but I also remember how he used to love to sing hymns in the church, and I remember his faith. I have some other things here. This is an oil lamp. And my great-grandfather used this when he used to go and see my great-grandmother. My grandfather used it when he used to at night go and see my grandmother. And my dad used it when he used to go and see my mother. Because they didn't have flashlights. And if there wasn't a good moon so you could see, they needed light. So when I see this, I think of my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my dad. They used it. But I remember their faith. I remember how my grandfather gave the property for the church to be built on where I went to church, how his son, my grandfather, gave the timber. So I remember their faith. This little dog my grandmother gave to me. And when I see the little puppy, I remember how my grandmother loved Jesus. This is a knife that belonged to my grandfather, James Edward. He was a farmer. Do you see how that blade is worn? It doesn't go straight, it curves in. That's because he cut so many things when he was working on the farm. And when I see that knife, I remember my grandfather's faith and how he prayed and he read the Bible every Sunday afternoon out in the yard when the weather was good. This knife belonged to my father. And the handles came off of the knife, and he made these handles to put on it. It's an old Barlow knife. And when I see that knife, I remember how my father used to work in the church and do things for Jesus. See that knife? That's another knife, that's right. Now this knife belonged to my grandfather, Jethro Commodore. And they didn't have TV in his home. In fact, they didn't even have electricity. They had to carry their water from a spring. So he didn't have TV. He couldn't be on the phone. But he would sit around on the porch or in the house. And this was his whittling knife. He would cut things and he would make things out of wood using this particular knife. And when I see that, I remember the faith of my grandfather. Well, that's left over from an old children's sermon. that's a mustard seed that somebody gave to me. And the mustard seed, there it is, see the mustard seed? And I remember when I see that mustard seed, how that wasn't a part of the children's sermon. I just happened to find it in there. But when I see that, yeah, thank you. When I see the mustard seed, I'm remembered about how all these people who have died are no longer with us, how they had faith at least as much as a mustard seed. So today we remember the people who have died and are not with us. And we remember the good things that they did, We all probably, some of us have things that belong to people who are no longer living. And we remember them. We see those things and remember them. And we're thankful today for those people. So let's have a prayer thanking God for the people who are not with us. We just called them, some of the people, by name today, remember? Yeah, so we're going to thank God now for the people that we remember who are not with us. Gracious God, we love you. We thank you for the people who have shared their faith with us and that we can remember them this day. And we thank you for all the saints in this church and around the world who are gathered today to remember those who have died in you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Thanks for coming up.
The first reading comes from Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading comes from Ephesians chapter 1. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, For surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Good and gracious and loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we've gathered today in your holy church on All Saints Sunday, first and foremost to worship you, our Savior and Lord. But we also, O Lord, remember the saints, those who are gathered here, and the saints who have gone to be with you. We thank you for their lives, for the ministries that they shared with us, and for their faith. We ask now, Lord, that you might speak and that we might hear. Amen. In 1822, Catherine Long died. She couldn't read and write, so she had someone to write out her will for her. She left various things to different members in the family. To one daughter, she left a saddle. To another daughter, she left a copper kettle. To another daughter, she left a bed. To someone else, she left one of her cows. Different things to different people. But she began her will this way, which was a testament to her faith. Before she gave anything in her will, this is what she had to say. I, Catherine Long, of Thorn Township in Perry County, being of sound mind and memory, thank God, and know that when I die, I want to set everything in order, and this is my last will and testament. First of all, she said, I give and commend my soul into the hands of Almighty God, who gave it. And I commit my body to the ground to be buried in a Christian manner, and in no wise doubting that I shall receive it again in the general resurrection by virtue of the mighty power of God and the resurrection of Jesus. And then she went into the various things she was going to give to various members. All Saints Sunday, we remember those people who have died, but first and foremost, we remember the faith that they passed along to us. If they hadn't passed along the faith, we wouldn't have the faith today. So as Catherine Long talked about in her will, she left first and foremost the statement of her faith and then things that she could pass along to people. But the most important was her faith. One of my favorite hymns is When Peace Like a River. It's a beautiful, beautiful hymn that talks about faith, and the author says, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. In that third verse, he talks about, my sin is not in part but in whole, but my sins are nailed to the cross, and I no longer carry that sin. And Horatio says he doesn't carry the sin because God has carried it for him. Now, Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the door of Castle Church on All Saints Sunday. He did that because he knew a lot of people would be in church. In Germany, people remember the saints, those people who have died in special ways. When I was in Germany a few years ago, I visited some of the cemeteries, the graveyards. It was like a park. People have little seats along the graves. They go and sit with the people who have died before. And those graveyards are absolutely immaculate. No weeds, beautiful grass, all kind of decoration. Because there they remember the saints in very special ways. And Luther tells us what a saint really is. He said a saint is a sinner. And one of the things that Luther talked about is how we're saint and sinner. We do things we shouldn't do. We don't do things that we should do. And yet, we're saints. A saint's a person that asks for forgiveness, believes that Jesus Christ suffered and died to forgive us of our sins, and we understand that we're a body, the body of Christ, and we'll live forever with God. Now, that's a saint. That's why we're saint and sinner, and that's why we have saints who have died and saints who are living today. We talk about the communion of saints. Now, that's not just Lutherans. The communion of saints is made up of all denominations. Baptist, Presbyterian, Church of God, all Christians. We're a part of that wonderful community. A friend of mine, Rick Foss, who lives in North Dakota, has a wonderful story that I'd like to share with you. He tells about a very wealthy man and woman, and they had a tremendous collection of wonderful art treasures. They traveled around the world gathering these various paintings. It was their hobby, and they were able to afford to do that. They had one son, and when he was 10 years old, his mother died. There were no other family members, so the father and his son traveled the world still looking for precious art. When the young boy was 20 years old, he joined the military, and 2 years later, he was killed in battle. About a year later, a friend of that son came by to visit the father, and he said to the father as he knocked at the door, "You don't know me, but I'm a friend of your son." He was a wonderful friend, probably my best friend in the military, and I'm not an artist, but I did paint your son. It doesn't look a whole lot like him, but it's what I did. I thought it was the best I could do of him. Good friend, and I want you to have the painting of your son. Well, the father broke down in tears, took down a fabulous Van Gogh that was over the mantel, and replaced it with a picture of his son. Some years later, the father died. And the art world was really curious what was going to happen to all those marvelous paintings. They kind of held their breath. So the attorney for the wealthy art owner called an auction in the hometown of the person who had all the artwork. And people from around the world gathered to look at those paintings and try to bid their favorite painting. And a lot of people came. Even the woman who had taken care of the young boy as a child, Miss Jenny, she even came. People were there from all around the world, and the auction began, and the attorney said, who was conducting the auction, "First item for bid is this particular painting of the son." And the people began to complain and say, "We didn't come to buy something like that. It looks like a pile of junk. We'd like to really get on to the auction." And the attorney said, "I'm sorry, but according to the will, we have to auction off this particular painting first." He said, "What am I bid?" He held up the painting of the son. No one offered a bid. Finally, from the back of the room, Miss Jenny, who had kind of raised the boy, said, "I bid $5. Going once, going twice, sold to the woman in the back. And then the attorney said, "Well, the auction is over." And they began to complain and say, what are you talking about? We came from all kinds of places to bid on these beautiful, priceless paintings." And the auctioneer, the attorney, said, "Well, I'm sorry, but according to the will, with the son goes the complete inheritance." That's the way it is with our Lord. With the son is the complete inheritance, which is eternal life. We have hope in the gospel, we have the gospel of salvation, and we're marked with the Holy Spirit. We're marked with a seal forever. In fact, at holy baptism, we are reminded that we're claimed for God, with God for eternity. And there we become members of the communion of saints. At a funeral, we hear these words by the pastor. As Christ was raised from the dead, you might also live to a new life. For if you've been uniting with him in a death like his, you'll be uniting with him in a resurrection like his. In the Apostles' Creed, we're going to say a little bit later, talking about our faith, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. When young people come to confirmation, and when you're confirmed at some point after going through confirmation classes, there's a special prayer that the pastor prays. Father in heaven, as the pastor and the parents lay their hand on the child to be confirmed. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, renew and increase in you the gift of the Holy Spirit to your strengthening of faith, to your growing in grace, to your presence in suffering, and your blessed hope in everlasting life. In the gospel lesson today, we have Beatitudes. It talks about the idea that some people have things that go very well, and others not so well. But we all know what it's like to have good days and bad days. And Jesus, our Lord, says, even on those bad situations, it can be a blessing. For example, the poor in spirit realize their dependence on God. Those who mourn understand the sufferings of others. The meek are sometimes overcome by God's greatness. Those who hunger for righteousness long for forgiveness. The merciful love the sick and the oppressed. The pure in heart surrender to Jesus. And the peacemakers strive for reconciliation. 2 years ago, this past All Saints Day, which was this past Friday, in Sweden there was a gathering between Bishop Yunnan, who's the Lutheran bishop in the Holy Land. At that time he was bishop of the Lutheran World Federation, and Pope Francis. They gathered there to pray together and to talk about how Lutherans and Roman Catholics should try to work together. They actually signed a covenant of agreement saying that we would pray for each other, and Pope Francis actually thanked the Lutherans for helping us, not to pulling away from the church, but calling our attention in the church to Scripture and the importance of Scripture. I'd like to tell you about Horatio and Anna Spafford. Wonderful couple. They lived in Chicago in 1871. And in 1871, they lost their only child. They had four daughters, but their only child, 4 years old, died. A year later, they lost everything they had in the Great Chicago Fire. Now, Horatio was an attorney, so he was able to continue working, but still had very little left. His wife, Anna, and their four daughters decided to go to England aboard ship. As they were on their way to England, the ship they were on collided with another ship. Both ships sank. When Anna arrived in England, she sent a message back to Horatio telling him that their four daughters had drowned at sea, along with a lot of other people. So Horatio immediately boarded ship on his way to England to bring Anna home. On the way over, the captain of the ship called Horatio up to the command post and said, I think right here is pretty close to the place where the collision took place and your daughters drowned. He said, it's 6 miles deep here. It's just a terrible, terribly deep part of the ocean. That night, Horatio could not sleep. He just tossed and he turned, a person of great faith. And that night, he wrote a poem. And later, the poem was set to music. And the poem that he wrote is the hymn that we're going to sing right now. He wrote it in desperation. He couldn't sleep, couldn't toss. But he understood that his daughters were with God. And he could say, all is well with my soul. So turn, please, if you would, to hymn 785. And we're going to sing that beautiful, beautiful hymn. And remember Horatio and Anna, two of the saints and their children, as we sing.
Thank you.
this All Saints Sunday, we can proclaim, "It is well with my soul." Our sermon hymn for today is a difficult hymn to sing, "I Am the Bread of Life." It's a beautiful, beautiful hymn. It was written by Elizabeth Tulin. She was a Roman Catholic deaconess, and she was asked to write a hymn related to Holy Communion. And she did. She wrote a hymn, worked on it for several weeks, but she was in the room where she practiced her piano, and she was playing this hymn. And she thought to herself, "It's just too hard to sing. Nobody can sing that hymn." So she took the music she had just written and the text, and she wadded it up in a piece of paper and threw it in the trash. Now that's the hymn we're going to sing in a moment. And there was a little girl in the sick room next door. And she said to her, "That's beautiful. Play it again." So Deaconess Tulin thought, "Well, you know, if she likes it, maybe I'll pull it out of the trash and maybe use it this coming Sunday." And she did. Pull it out of the trash because someone said, "That's beautiful." Listen to the words, "And I will raise you up, and I will raise you up, and I will raise you up on the last day." That's a proclamation for the saints, and we celebrate that. This hymn that was thrown in the trash is now the most popular hymn in the United States when it comes to celebrating the resurrection faith at funerals. So we're going to sing this beautiful hymn. Remember, it came out of the trash. "I am the bread of life."
Thank you.
We confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
United with the saints of every time and place, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, in your great love and forgiveness, you call us your saints. Direct us now in your way of servanthood, so that the whole world will know your unending love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Life-giving God, you shower your creation with blessings of abundance. Sustain us with your blessing, so that we may never cease to protect and find joy in your creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all nations, you raise up leaders to govern the nations. Give us clear vision and a spirit of wisdom in the upcoming election, and empower the newly elected to work for justice and harmony. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Compassionate God, you look upon the lowly and call them blessed. Bless the poor, the hungry, and those who suffer persecution. Comfort those who mourn, those having to make hard decisions, those who are lonely, and all who are in need, especially Barry Sullivan, Terry Gilbert, Wayne Drum, Charlie Van Horn Jr., and Carol Huffman. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Merciful God, you redeem your people and seal us with the promise of your Holy Spirit. Guide the newly baptized as they embrace their new identity as holy children of God. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for all the saints who have gone before us, especially Martin de Porres, renewer of society, and those who died this past year. Through their faithful witness, we continue to set our hope on Christ Jesus. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. Amen. Let us share the peace of Christ.
us pray. God, our Creator, you give us all we are, all we have, all we bring, and all we need. Draw us together around your table with all your saints on earth and in your eternal home. Let us eat and drink your promise of new life, that we might be your promise to the world, spoken in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
He is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of the saints, you show us the hope of our calling, and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all the saints, with the choirs of angels, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached the good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. We pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. We offer our commissioning prayer for those who will be receiving home communion in their homes, and the people who deliver it. Gracious God, loving all your family with a mother's tender care, as you sent the angel to feed Elijah with heavenly bread, assist us in this ministry on which we set forth. In your love and care, nourish and strengthen those to whom we bring this sacrament, that through the body and blood of your Son, we may all know the comfort of your abiding presence. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.